Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Winning for Life. And today I like to reflect simply about the word, or what does it mean for us that we can speak and have words. So in a Christian world, if you have the Bible maybe in your head, you know it says, in the beginning was the word. So what does that mean? If someone just give a command and then should something happen? I think it has a different meaning. Whatever we believe God is, Source is, or conscious field, it is normally always more related to what we call non-duality. So when there is non-duality, then there is no word. In the moment, at the beginning, when the word comes, then for sure there is duality. Every word can only exist on the duality level. We know we have more dimensions, but for sure not on the non-dimensional level. In this way. So when we create something, when materializing is in the process, then it's very good having the word. It is not really said where is a word. Was this a written word, spoken word, or just someone thought about it? Because when we start to materialize something, it is first an idea, an impulse, an idea, and maybe then we start to write something or speak something. But for my reflection here, it's not so important if it's written or not written. It's just the simple understanding. And if you really, really swallow that words always on the duality level. So it's a different polarity on the duality level. You know, it's hot or cold, or dark or light. So if you put one word out, there must be always on the duality level in the universe at least one more meaning. Because, you see, people are talking, they're using words. Most of the time, they know the words, they heard the words. But why is communication so complicated then? Because different meanings. And we are listening to words, or we are listening to vibrations, because hearing and listening is a different thing, maybe. But we don't make sure that we really, really understood what the other person said. We're very fast in shooting back. Or if there is a kind of discussion, and in a lot of seminars we had the exercise, people had a topic and were discussing. And then you could ask, so while one person was talking, what were you doing? Did you really try to understand the others? Or no? Most of the time, they were busy preparing their argument. How to fight back? How to prove them wrong? So we started already with the intention of fighting, being right. And often we are not aware that we are such in a survival mode and so trained about the survival mode that we are not even in a normal conversation not realizing that we are somehow fighting. Often when I said to someone, why are you fighting? No, I don't fight. Oh, you see, maybe also in the reaction, I don't fight. If that is not really relaxed, oh, interesting, why you say fighting? How do you make that up? No. The moment it comes a tougher response, or you see the other person in tension, then you know they are struggling, they are somehow fighting. And that is what we really should be all aware, because it's not about if I fight with the other person or not. No, so much more egoistic, really more egoistically, what happens to you if you are in this tension. You don't feel really well. It's not what you like to feel. Or maybe, look at my past, when I had all the law offices and all this, I lived in stress. And when there were stressy situations, nobody could really solve them. Wolfgang, can you do this? And yes, I could solve problems. I needed crisis to have the the right to exist. It was my existence, solving problems. But what does that mean? I was kind of proud and I created a persona. Yes, I can solve the problems. But I needed crisis. And after I got rid of all those stuff and had no crisis, I felt how my body wanted to go into it again. I need a crisis, even creating kind of crisis, that I have the right to exist again. So what does that mean? That means I can't live in peace. I just can't live with love. And I experienced also another thing. I once lived with a girlfriend, partner, which had a 4-year-old daughter. And they had a stressy relationship before. And when we were not fighting, the adults were not fighting, the kid started to fight because it couldn't stand a peaceful atmosphere. And that is what the main problem is when we are not realizing what we're doing to ourselves if we want in a communication to be right. Deep inside, we dream of something else. What is a deeper dream, or what we are longing for in a deeper conversation? Or deep in any way, a conversation or with someone. Deep in, we're looking for love, connection, be seen. But the moment we are fighting, the moment we want to be right, we have suddenly a different intention. It's our survival strategy. But the moment I want to be right, the moment I'm fighting, I create more distance, walls, that I really get what I really want. In the book Leadership and Self, Deception from Abinger Institute, they're talking about the boxes. We build boxes. Someone else says, oh, you have a wall around your heart. We can't be really open. And I met a lot of people who said, no, I'm afraid to show my emotions. Maybe they use it against me. Isn't it interesting how the subpersonality can trick you? They use it against me. Isn't it? Be you really aware? They are using it against me. No. I'm using everything against me just simply with the thought someone else could use it here. That's why I don't dare to be real. That's why I kept my wall. Nobody can do something in this way against you. And if you really understand it, if you keep the wall and you don't dare to show your true self, then everybody is somehow forced to do something against you because they don't know the real you. So how should I treat you right? Should they treat you right when you don't show up really who you truly, truly are? If you're not able, willing to share what you really, really want, who you are and what you want, what you want to express in life and what you feel you need. Isn't it interesting that in the Western world people go to kind of psychotherapists and everything and pay money that someone is listening? Because it seems like nobody around them is really listening. And also in business, also it is, I often get the question, Wolfgang, I have this and this client, and what should I tell them? Oh, stop telling them. Be interested who they really, really are, what they really, really mean, what they really, really want. And back to, in the beginning is a word. In the beginning is a word, and out of this comes the duality for us. And we made exercises in workshops with very simple words, of water, money, work, vacation. And people needed to write down what the first association with the word was. And though they wrote it down, and then there was a task to talk with the neighbor and check if they have the same words. And rarely they had exact the same word. Well, we can maybe understand it with vacation, because someone dreams of a mountain and hiking trip and someone else on the beach and the sun. But it can be so much different thing. Away from the bad boss. Oh, I always need to ask for permission. It can be so much different things, just what pops up with the word vacation or whatever word. But to make it very simple, we all need to understand if we want to communicate and not just tell, if we really want to understand the other person or have a really good connection, trustworthy relationship, then we need to understand whatever I say, I can't be sure that the other person understands exactly what I mean. When I was in my old business, I often, when employees didn't do what I asked them to do, and we could discuss, then it was so easy for me to say, but I told you, I said it clear. And I believed, if I say what's clear for me, it needs to be clear for them. But it's not true. And then slowly, slowly I learned when I wanted something that they repeat what they want, what I mean, what I want and what they understood. And it took a couple of times to really figure out that we could agree what was a wished outcome. And a lot of people, and especially if they are employed, want to know what they should do. And why are they asking what they should do? Because they're afraid of making something wrong. But if you told me what I should do, I'm not responsible anymore. But I don't want to be surrounded by people who always want to know what to do. I want to be surrounded by people where we have the same interest and the same result. Because I don't have all the ideas. And I don't want to be all the time exactly saying what to do. Then robots are better. No, it's creating a team spirit that we together work on a wished outcome. But we all need to be clear what is the wished outcome. Because everybody has their own ideas. And even if I said it, in the beginning is a word, but who understands the meaning? So it's very, very important, first of all, that you really try not to fight with, and I told you, well, that is just the ego or the subpersonality who is at least not in love. If you're really in love and someone didn't understand this, you can, from a standpoint of love, share what you really want. Oh, what can we do for the future that we have a better understanding, that we save time or whatever, that I can be better clear, whatever. Are we working to the better solutions, or are we protecting positions? It is totally okay to have different opinions. That's what we want. Otherwise, we could clone ourselves. And that is not a funny world, I guess. But the question is, are we fighting with the positions? Are we protecting the positions? Or are we together on the journey to find the truth? Because whatever I want to protect is not the truth. It's just maybe my truth, my fantasy, but it's not the real truth. Though the question is then and always, what is an opinion and what is really the truth? And when I was in fighting, if it's private relationships or business relationship, I was so oft fighting, but not really about the truth or for the truth, but just to protect myself. And that's one reason I needed to give up, for me it was important, the professional lawyer. Because, yeah, it was about fighting. Fighting, who is right, wrong, what do you say, just to win. And today, as you know, here in the session of winning for life, it was not possible to keep on with a job, a profession, where it's mainly winning in life and play win-lose. So that's why I needed to go out there and try to live and find something else where I can be better and better in win-win and winning for life. In the beginning was the word. Just a short reflection for yourself. Let's take a break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck. Fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you. In the beginning was the Word. It was just the beginning. And then we created more words. And we even created the word alternative. So we know that it's always an alternative. For every rule is an exemption. If I understand it, even I said this, that there is an alternative, always. Must be a law on level of duality, and that whatever rule you have, there must be an exception for it. Nothing is just one. Only in a non-duality we can have it, but not on a duality level. There must be at least one alternative. So when we had a chancellor in Germany, Angela Merkel, and she said, oh, this is here, what we do is a decision that needs to be done, and there is no alternative. It's somehow stupid. Or try to push, empower. It's just a power game. What means I don't want an alternative. But saying there is no alternative, stupid, tricky, or just trying to lie. And okay, if we understand there is at least one exception, one alternative, does it then make sense to fight? I need to accept that there is an alternative to my opinion. And if we look at history, what we believed, if we see now with the modern computer what we changed in science, in the health industry, everywhere, because suddenly with the computer we see things and they don't fit with what we believed before. So, for example, how does our brain work? So what we discovered in brain science in the last 20 years is at least 80% different to what we believed before. Humans, are we the crown of everything, the super, when are we discussing robots with maybe artificial intelligence? But where do we come from? If you look 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 years back, how humans looked like then, they were smaller, now we are bigger. We have a different brain, we have a different head. It will be different in the future. And they say today already, the kids born today have different brains. Where we are going? So, word, alternatives. We are coming from somewhere, we are different than our ancestors, and the next will be different from us. So why fighting for a position? It is just kind of survival strategy. And Demartini, I had recently an interview here with him, he is always talking about the hierarchy of values. So that is important in communication as well. Values. What are your values, your highest values? Maybe you're not aware, never thought about it so far, but you have. And it's a possibility to look, where's your money going? How many books are you buying? None? Well, or someone else has a library at home. So there are different values, and this is education and knowledge. He used an example, Demartini, men. They work, they love the profession, they love the money, and they love cars. Women, it's not money, it's not that important for her to go after. But family, kids, garden, let's say, make it very simple. So, and then you often see, and especially in couples, that the values are different. And someone has the high value, kids, like the mom, but the man, the job, the money, and the car. And yes, nothing against kids, huh? But on a lower hierarchy level of the values. Yeah, mom needs money as well, but it's not on the top. So that's often couples coming together to really have them both in a family on a high priority. And then he brought a third person in the game, and it was the boss where the man is working. So the boss said, oh, we have a problem here in the company, or we need to work longer hours to fix the problem. And the man says, yes, no problem, I can come on Sunday also, or stay longer in the night. So boss says, well, man, you are nice, I love you. What is the wife saying? She has a different hierarchy of value of the kids, the family, and man says, oh, I will not be there on Sunday. So she said, not good man. Other situation, mom is sick, and the man decides to stay home because he wants to be there for his wife and for the kids. What is the wife saying? Good man. What is the boss saying? Mad man is not coming and helping solving problems in the company. So you see, you have no chance to make it good for everybody because it depends on the hierarchy of values. So, you know, we have two complicated things already here. Oh, there's a word and so much possibility of interpretation and the hierarchy of values. So what to do? But now, you see why some people say good communication is like lottery. If I don't know the hierarchies of values, the person I'm talking to, if we are not really listening and we both have our survival strategies, so how can I really solve the problem then of communication, really? If I am with me and not so much triggered, that I have a chance to not go in the game. It's like there is war, but I don't go there. How can I be really aligned with my highest values? How can I be aligned with my so-called true self? If I really have my true self, my higher self, what you call it, then we are coming closer to the non-duality. I believe my true self, the essence, is there in the non-duality world as well. The more I connect with my true self, the easier I can communicate. And it's a simple thing, what a heart needed to learn in a private relationship. Yes, I went into, as a young boy, with the neediness, what was it, hormonal, or whatever, what I didn't get from my parents. You look in the partner, that solves the problem. The neediness you brought with you from the childhood. But they are not there for that. Like DeMartini says, they're only for balancing you out. But nobody can make you happy. But you can have values and figure out how you really, really want to live. But I couldn't do it in the beginning because I was just defending my stress. If I felt emotional stress, I reacted not so much to the other person, to my emotional stress. And that could be, now I go on a survival strategy, now I need to fight with you. But not because I wanted to fight with them, because I had my emotional stress. But if two people are like this, yeah, we can fight a lot. And nobody gets what they really, really want. And the more you are aware that you don't get in the fighting what you want, the closer you come, and it took me a while, like arguing with the female partner, and I originally wanting to have a romantic relationship, to have a coziness and a good relationship. Not arguing and just hugging, saying nothing, it was nearly impossible. Like John Graves wrote a book that men are from Mars and women from Venus, and the Mars man always wants to bring the solution. So I was fighting, I want to bring the solution, and I'm not allowed to fight and not have a solution. Just stay with me and hug and talk what we really, really want. Somehow we are kids. And in the children psychology, there is a saying, if a kid is really rebelling and stressy, and if the mom can hug the kid, really, really hug it, very strong, hold it tight, very tight, until the love breaks through. An interesting idea. Well, the other one is responsible. That is, the other one is saying those stuff. Doesn't matter what the other person says. It depends what you really want. And today I make it often more simple for me, but I use it also in coaches or in workshops. If someone says about that, but here, and this and that, interesting. How do you feel with that? And just one question. When you decided to incarnate here on this planet, in this time, in this body, was your goal to experience exactly that feeling? And most say, no, that was not planned. So why are you doing it then? If that is not the reason why you incarnated. Because it is survival strategy, is trained behavior. And the problem is, the more we do it, the more it can become our character. And then it's tougher and tougher to change it. But I think we must change it. The must, in the meaning of, it's a condition. If we are not changing, we get always the same result. If we really, really want to experience why we're here, why we're, or special nice feelings, love and so on, super trustworthy, trustful, meaningful relationships, we need to act different than what we did in the past. But that's when we go to the subpersonal, as we talked earlier about it, that can be stressy because, oh, I'm not allowed to fight. Oh, I give up or whatever. Yes, maybe I give up on the ego. I give up on the subpersonality. But I start living my true self. Just let's make a short break.
The station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul. Very interesting book. I recommend it. And if you go on the homepage of UK Health Radio, you see a banner and they can click on and order it. Amazon is happy to deliver it to you. Study it. And it's in the end of all, partly about my process, how I could get rid of the Ulster, which were my office were, and the hustle I had there. But also the more and more understanding, who am I, what do I really need? And then I need nothing, nothing in material stuff. I don't need it, because anyway, one day we leave. And nothing what we worked for, what people said is important, we can take with us. The only thing what we can take with us is experience. The experience. What we learned, how we developed, what we created, a new insight that we can take with us. So, and when we are fighting, do I then create valuable insights, experiences I want to take with me? I'm not there yet today, can do it all the time. I'm always going in a trap again. But like the rocket to the moon, 97% of the time off course, but it corrects very fast and always around the line, the dream line to fly. So I'm getting better and better coming back to what I really, really, really want. And that's why I say, better the whole world against me than my soul, because I came here. Maybe it sounds too spiritual for you, but it's my belief that there is a meaning, whatever it is. Did I decide it when I was sitting on cloud 27 and decided to come down and says, this is what I experienced? How the process in detail is, I don't know. But I'm a strong believer that everybody of us has a true essence, and the true essence means this is what should be lived. And this is what we want to experience if we live it full out. And if we're not doing it, we're not living. This is kind of suicide. And all the survival strategies, you see it with those people who have the so-called near-death experience, they say, boy, what did I do? Because then they suddenly see what the subpersonalities are running if you show what survival strategies was and not what their true, true self once. So, if you're not did it before, and I say, don't care about spiritual wording, if you like the word God or not. I was so resistant for a while, fighting. Is there a God? Was this a bad one? Is this a good one? It doesn't matter. It's a symbol that there is more, so much more. But what if? But what if it's really true? You incarnated because you wanted to experience something. And take your time. Take a weekend or whatever and really dive into it. If this is true, I came here to experience something. What would it be? What is it? Not what would it be, what is it? What is it what I want to experience? What is it what I want to learn? Not just for a profession, but also on a deeper level want to learn here on planet Earth. And what I am doing every day for that. Is there really a lot of time every day for this? Or is this once in a while I read a book about something and nothing more? I'm a strong believer if you're clear what is it why you are here, then your life, ideally the 24 hours a day, are for that. Yes, we live in a community and sometimes we do things maybe what I didn't want to do. Sometimes there are crises, we need to do something else. But if you look at this so-called Eisenhower quadrant, where the fear quadrants and is urgent and not urgent, it's important and not important. So there are things very urgent and important, crisis, kid fell, someone is bleeding or whatever. But there's so many things that are urgent and not important. And most people react today because the phone is ringing or whatever. I saw in seminar people running out because the phone were ringing and outside they look who is calling. So they ran before they know who is calling, if it's important or not. So, that is like the the Pavlov's dog. So it's just hear a bell and you're running. No, what is it what you really want? And if you take these four quadrants, and we often had charts with four equal quadrants, and there's one important but not urgent, and that is the most important quadrant. Because that you are happy, that you are healthy, that you live your true self is most important, but it's not urgent. And there's no law that you should do it. Even the opposite, everybody else, because it's not important for them what for you is important, want that you do something different. Work for my dream. Behave here like that. Let's fight. Let's have wars. Let's kill. So many other people can be involved. But if you not really go for what you want, but if you do it and not just simply reacting to urgency and always focusing on what is most important for me, what is in my highest interest, these quadrant, we call them the quadrant two, because we gave them the number two of the four quadrants, is growing. And the other ones, not important, not urgent, getting smaller and smaller. And the quality of your life will be better and better because you fill your time with what's important for you. The book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul, might support you. So once again, I recommend go to the main homepage here from UK Health Radio and click on the banner and order it. In a few days, you can have it and study. And I guarantee you will have at least one important aha for yourself. So go for it. In the beginning was a word. And now in this session, there's a lot of words here. But really, really understand every word someone else will interpret different. And even if I see people agreeing, they agree to what they heard and not what maybe the other person meant. And that is so important, that we try to understand the other person, what you really, really mean. And sometimes I need to ask a couple times. And the Boston University, MIT, tested it, says, oh, you need to ask five times until people really find out what they really want. There's another, there's seven times, seven questions. You need to go deep that we really come to our truths, because we are living every day. And yeah, if we are not allowing ourselves to live the true self, that we are hiding it. So we need to go down. And from Konrad Lorenz, there is a nice saying, which is, if you say something, it doesn't matter, it doesn't mean that someone has it heard. But heard doesn't mean understood. Understood doesn't mean agreed. Agreed doesn't mean that it's really accepted to follow, and it's not yet done. So there are a lot of layers for misunderstanding. But if we get the awareness of it and the interest to be clear on all those levels, then we create super relationships, first of us with ourselves, because we are clear what we are saying, what we want to say, why we are here, and then we communicate better. And step by step, you create not only wonderful, also powerful relationships. And that's what I wish for you. Or maybe that's why you understand the best is yet to come, because there's always room for a lot of improvement. Okay, we end the session Winning for Life here. Be inspired and create wonderful relationships. See you, hear you soon.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.